We surveyed our membership earlier this year, and one of the questions we put to them were whether or not they were having difficulty paying for their own medication as adults and for their child's medication if they were a parent of a child with asthma. And what we found is that 1 in 10 parents reported that they had forgone their child's medication due to financial constraints in the home. So that's incredibly serious. Without anti-inflammatory treatment, the effects may not be immediate, but certainly over time, the airways can begin to become inflamed or they can remain inflamed. And in children, that is particularly serious and increases the risk of them ending up in a hospital, in the emergency department and in ICU.
So just to put that into perspective for here, there's roughly 1,470 children with asthma in Donegal. So that's nearly 150 children in this county who statistically would be going without.
Exactly. So we would have, there would be about 1,500 children going without a medication potentially at the moment in Donegal. And that's incredibly serious. What we're proposing is very, very particular, and we believe a really achievable and realistic proposition for government. There's a particular type of treatment, and it's a guideline-recommended treatment referred to as MART, short for Maintenance and Reliever Therapy. It's simply a type of inhaler that combines both the traditional reliever medication with an anti-inflammatory medication, so that the child is getting both medications that they need. They're getting that the medication that is going to keep their lungs healthy despite having asthma, and they're going to get the medication that will open up their airways and give them some relief if they're symptomatic. And to do that solely in Donegal would cost the state, we estimate, about €380,000. We're proposing that it's introduced throughout Ireland at a cost, we estimate, of approximately €12 million. So it's a very achievable cost when you consider that asthma is costing the state over €1 billion a year in hospitalisations, ICU admissions and GP visits.
And it is, and I suppose it goes back to that case of, you know, asthma can be treated so easily, and to have something like a financial barrier getting in the way of that, it is life-saving treatment. In this day and age, it just isn't good enough.
It is, can be absolutely life-saving. And what's more, it can radically change the quality of children's lives, because they're not missing out on school days because of exacerbations. They're not missing out on sporting events or dropping out of sports because their asthma really feels like a hindrance. And they're not missing out on those really important social occasions or play dates or overnight stays, sleepovers with their friends, because they or their parents are too nervous to hand over the child into somebody else's oversight for a prolonged period of time. While if the child has the right treatment and has the right support, they should be able to live their lives without being symptomatic, without struggling to breathe or persistently coughing or waking during the night because their asthma symptoms are flaring.